At this time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and items affecting Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Vance McAllister. Congressman, thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
A lot of conversation going on about an interview with the Baton Rouge newspaper that you had. The interview was mentioned earlier this week. You commented on remarks from Governor Jindal regarding health care and Medicaid expansion. Your thoughts and your views on that item and the remarks that Governor Jindal made about trying to stay away from that expansion plan.
Well, you know, it was funny how that article all came out. I actually did an interview in Washington during D.C. Mardi Gras. The advocate had been wanting to just do a sit-down with me, and we did, and I didn't even know that Governor Jindal was the episode that went on with him and the other governors after the White House. I had not even heard about that exchange that went on with a complete bipartisan, waving, surrendering the white flag, and all this kind of stuff that come on. So they just asked me the question about, you know, some of my campaign deals that went on, and one of them was about Medicaid expansion, and I just explained to them, like I've said all along, that, you know, I don't know that Medicaid expansion is right for the entire state, but I represent the 5th District, and we have such a large contingency of the working poor that cannot afford health coverage, and they get sick like anyone else, and they need access to health care. So, you know, right now, to me, for my district, Medicaid expansion is right to make sure those people get the health care that they need to continue to stay healthy, to continue being working. And when you look at it from a dollars and cents equation, you know, Governor Jindal said it's going to cost the state $1.4 billion, I think, over a 10-year time. And it shows that the federal government will give $44 billion in Medicaid expansion to us. So, you know, I think my comments were, don't take an Einstein to realize it's a pretty good return on your investment. We just got to figure out how to pay the $1.4 billion. But, you know, that being said, you know, I've got them pulling the congressional numbers just to see what the true impact is. And I want to see what the true impact is of the shortfall that the governor is going to have in the state from not accepting it. Because there's going to be a huge gap there, and somehow somebody's going to pay the cost for it. We've got to figure out where we're going to get that money from, too, because people are still going to get sick, and people are still going to have to be seen. Are we going to put it on the private ERs? To just lose money? I mean, there's a lot of dynamics to it, but we're figuring out, and I'm open to discussions with Governor Jindal anytime he'd like to sit down and convince me his way of thinking versus my way of thinking. But I just think it's what's right. And I, again, like I said, I'm not sitting there saying it's right for the entire state, but I know for my district, that solves a huge issue.
Do you genuinely feel that way, Congressman McAllister? You know, when you mention, hey, by not taking this, you're actually the best congressman for, say, California or Massachusetts, and that those dollars would go elsewhere.
They will. The money is there. The money is there. I hate that it's all tied to the Affordable Health Care Act, but it's money that our citizens paid in. They got moved from one pile to another pile, and then got attached to the Affordable Health Care Act as a political move to try to make all these different states get on board with the exchanges and all. But I definitely agree with that. If the money's there, if we don't take it, and this Affordable Health Care Act, as much as it is a debacle, it's here. And us as Republicans have got to quit standing on 2 feet trying to poke the finger at the Democrats and say they're wrong, because they were wrong. But it's here. We've got to live with it. We've got to make it livable, because the hardworking people of my district are suffering every day when it comes to uncertainty and not being able to get health coverage. So I don't want our dollars going somewhere else, and then we look up one day and say, well, we should have took the money when it was there. Now it is gone.
Well, another subject that has stirred a lot of debate and, of course, a lot of concern here in Louisiana, talking about the flood insurance and the higher premium rates. As I understand it, a GOP conference delaying that consideration of that bill until next week. Your thoughts on the conversation that's developed as we look at this bill approaching Congress?
Okay, so the bill came before us today that Congressman Cassidy and Scalise and Congressman Graham from New York had been working hard to get together. The Senate had passed a flood insurance act out of the House last week, but it really was no fix. It was kicking the can down the road for 4 years, this four-year delay, which, while that's good to make sure that people do not have to pay exorbitant prices in their homeowners insurance and all the flood insurance to raise it up, they still don't solve the problem. So the House has actually came up with a bill that is that goes further and puts some actual permanent fixes in to keep those high rates from getting hiked like crazy. A couple of problems that it don't do right now, and we're trying to figure out, is it does cover some second homes, which I think most people realize most of those second homes are usually in some of these flood protection areas, such as lake homes and camps down in the southern tip of Louisiana. And the small businesses, there's not true protection there for them. It does protect them to about a 15% increase, but it can go higher than that. And as we all know in Louisiana, small businesses are very more prevalent than Fortune 500 companies. So those are a few things that we're trying to tweak on and work. But this House bill is very good. We have a lot of bipartisan support, and it actually gives some certainty to the market to where people can actually go ahead and sell their home if they've been trying to sell their home. But right now, that market is just stifled.